The Committee on Children, Families, and Elders Affairs will come to order. Nikki, please call the roll call.
Chair Torres.
Present.
Senator Garcia. Senator Artiles.
Here.
Senator Broxson.
Here.
Senator
Here.
Senator Stargell. Present.
Thank you, Nikki. Senator Stargell is excused from today's meeting. Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to the administrative assistant. We're going to take up Senate Bill 210 on public records and public guardians by Senator Pasademo.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. This SB 210 provides that it is a public necessity that there be an exemption from public records requests for certain identifying information of current and former public guardians and their spouses and children. As in all these public records exemption, it's subject to the Open Government Sunset Review Act. There is one amendment. Thank you, staff, for noticing that we had the wrong statute number in the original bill. We had it in section 119, and it really should be in 744. And that's the bill and the amendment.
Are there any questions on the bill? Is there any questions on amendment? Barcode 21968 by Senator Pasademo. Are there any press force for the amendment? No. Is there any debate on the amendment?
Chairman.
Chairman.
question?
Thank you very much, Chairman. Just a quick comment debate. I want to thank Senator Pasademo for all she has done for the Guardian Ad Litem program, and thank you very much. It's a great amendment, great bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yay. Back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill as amended? Are there any appearances for us for the bill? Is there any debate on the bill as amended? Senator Pasademo, you are recognized to close on the bill as amended.
Wave close.
Nikki, please call the roll.
Senator Artiles?
Yes.
Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Senator Campbell?
Yes.
Senator Stargell? Senator Garcia? Chair Torres?
Yes. By your vote, CS with Senate Bill 210 is reported favorably. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, now we're going to take up Senate Bill 154 on autism awareness training for law enforcement officers by Senator Thurston.
Senator Thurston, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and committee members. I really appreciate you all hearing this good bill. It's a bill that passed unanimously last year. However, it's a bill that's really needed here in the state of Florida. I know that you all are aware of some of the things that have occurred across not only the state but across the country in terms of autism and confusion sometimes with the symptoms of autism by law enforcement and others. And what this bill is designed to do is to protect our children and our family members from that type of confusion. And the way that it does it is that it requires Department of Law Enforcement to establish an employment training component related to autism and spectrum disorder. And what it will allow is for law enforcement across the state to serve as a model for the nation in terms of recognizing that these type of symptoms are consistent with autistic behavior. And that is the bill, Mr. Chairman. My house days.
Thank you. Are there any questions on the bill? I have some appearance forms on this bill. Ken Kopchansky,
Florida PBA, waves in support.
Okay. Susan Goldstein.
Good morning, members. My name is Susan Goldstein, and I am a professional lobbyist, but today I'm here representing my daughter, Stephanie, who is 25 years old and has severe autism. And we have been in situations like the one that occurred in front of MAGTOWN in Senator Campbell's district. This bill had been filed for several years. If it had passed, I think we could have prevented a very, very difficult and serious situation. The incident that occurred would have been more recognized easily by law enforcement if they knew the symptoms and characteristics of autism, the hand flapping, the rocking, the fixating on inanimate objects, in which case this was a toy truck and they thought it was a gun. So as a parent, I think that it's important to continue to advocate. And I just want to say that the Senate and the House, over the past 20 years that I've been up here, my daughter's 25, we have focused on a lot of issues. And we have been successful passing a lot of issues. This is another very important issue. And they just, as life goes on, they just keep coming up. So I appreciate you addressing these. And I appreciate the police and the first responders supporting this bill. But there's one thing, and I don't want to criticize them, and I thank Senator for putting this in. There's one thing that I think could make the bill better, and it's the referral to the idiosyncrasies. I think if we change that word to characteristics, it would be a lot more respectful, because we all know what the root of that word is. But in any event, other than that, I'm very, very pleased and happy that you all have taken this up and are moving forward with it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Goldstein. Is there any debate on the bill? Senator Campbell?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First, let me really give a big, a big shout out to Senator Perry Tustin, because we had a meeting last week, because I want to add an amendment to the bill for APD, which is Agency for Persons with Disabilities. Because the incident happened in my district last year where the police officer, one of the walker was just walking with autistic, kid on the street. And when the police officer stopped him, and even though the boy was autistic and the police officer did not know, and put him on the ground, shoot the walker, and that's my district that happened in MAGTOWN. So I got a phone call from MAGTOWN who asked me to add in the bill, Agency for Persons with Disabilities, people with mental challenge. The police officers have to educate and know what is going on with people with disabilities. So I supposed to get reached to the APD director. So I'm going to work, with them to see if we could add that piece into the bill. And like Ms. Goldstein says, we have to change the word characteristic. So we're going to fix the bill the way it's supposed to be, because this is a very, very important bill. Because the officers, I'm not saying they're not well trained, but you have certain disease, they do not understand it. And we, as a policymaker, we have to make sure our people were protected. Thank you again, Senator Tustin, and I'm hoping you're accepting my amendment and to make your bill better. Good bill. Thank you very much.
Senator Tillis.
Thank you, Chairman. And thank you, Senator Thurston. I think this is a great bill. However, I want to make something perfectly clear in reference to the PBA as well as police officers out there. In the last couple of years, we've seen a lot of police officers targeted by a lot of bad people out there. So in their defense, they're walking into situations that they don't know, and they have to make split-second decisions. With that said, I believe that this bill furthers their training, and it's a great bill. But I want to make sure that everybody understands that a police officer job is not an easy job, and many times they have to make split-second decisions. And with that, I support this bill and ask for everybody's favorable support.
Thank you. Senator Thurston, you are recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And, you know, I certainly recognize what Ms. Goldstein has said about the language in line 23, and we will address that. I want to thank Senator Campbell for coming to me to add to, and we're going to continue to work with her. But along with what Senator Artillis is saying, we have gotten nothing but the best of support from law enforcement and the first responders, and they've been instrumental in making a good bill, a great bill. And with that, I would ask for your favorable support.
Nikki, please call the roll on CS Senate Bill 154.
Senator Artillis?
Yes.
Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Senator Campbell?
Yes.
Senator Stargell? Senator Garcia? Chair Torres?
Yes. By your vote, CS Senate Bill 154 is reported favorably.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome. Is there any other business before the committee? Senator Broxson moves that we adjourn. Without objection, the meeting is adjourned. Very good.